Yeah, we can first. What is the info about? What's the call about? I didn't get that.
I'll let you know about this. I haven't told you that yet about that, what I've called you. But before that, it was really important for you to verify that to whom you were talking to right now, correct?
Right.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Now, as you've already verified who am I, let's proceed further now, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So first of all, you're from India, correct?
Yeah.
You did your master's over here with the cybersecurity engineering with the University of West of England in Bristol.
Right.
And you're from Ojre?
Yeah.
From India, correct?
Correct.
Your date of birth is 12th of January 1997 as per your passport.
Right.
Are you sure about this? Your date of birth is 12th of January?
Yeah.
You didn't verify me that, Mr. Raj. I verified it with you, correct? Your date of birth is 12011997, correct?
Correct.
Now, I've already verified that who am I, and you came to UK in 2022, correct?
Right.
Now, Mr. Pranit Raj Bhatt, as you've already verified, and this information belongs to you only, let me tell you that you are on the recorded line right now,
okay,
which is a three-way conference call with the division and as well, back in your country, India, and over here in UK, in Bristol, in London as well.
Okay.
So whatever you're going to say now,
right,
or commit, mm-hmm, must be a truth,
okay,
that this phone call recording will be served to be made as an evidence if we have to present the legal case in a county court back in India,
okay,
or over in UK, in Bristol, in England as well.
Okay.
So make sure you do not try to hide something from us.
Sure, definitely. What's the matter about?
So you're from India, from Tamil Nadu?
Yeah.
No. Yes, and from near somewhere around. Yeah, it's Tamil Nadu, but Karnataka, basically.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Raj, we have received a legal complaint which has been filed under the British High Commission back in this country, India.
Okay.
And today morning, unfortunately, we received your legal deportation orders to get signed by our ministers, James Cleverly office as well, only if we found you guilty under any circumstances. So have you done something wrong before coming to UK?
No. What is the complaint about?
Mr. Raj, were you being involved in any kind of illegal activities, like any kind of check bouncing, any kind of financial defaults, any kind of payment deferred about your loan or about anything, and after any kind of police verification or FIR being registered under your name after your student visa was approved for UK?
Nothing like that.
Are you sure about that 100%?
Yeah.
When you first arrived in UK in 2022, you must remember that you were being asked to fill up the landing card, the immigration forms, and the passenger locator form at the port of entry. I hope you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
So while filling up the forms, were you being influenced by any kind of drinks, any kind of drugs,
no,
any kind of illegal substance?
No, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do any drugs.
Mr. Raj,
yeah,
it was clearly mentioned to you before as well that you must read, write, understand the English in a pretty well manner, am I correct?
Perfect, yeah.
So, Mr. Raj, under the Part B, Section 20 of your lending card, it was strictly mentioned to you that if you write down your alien registration number, and in case, if you have not received your registration number, then you must upload a DS-230 form at the port of entry, which is a unique identification issued by the Home Office to each and every immigrant, especially coming from Asian countries, like India and Pakistan especially, so that we can keep a trace of you. For which purpose are you being here? Is it being for a working visa, a student visa, a travel visa, a dependent visa, or a tourist visa? So, Mr. Raj, these both fields were left blank from your end. Now, may I know the specific reason that what makes you leave this information blank in the landing card of the port of entry? Are you trying to hide your identity from the government there over the past 1.5 years? Or are you holding some sort of criminal intentions as well? What was the reason, sir?
Nothing like that. I have...
Mr. Raj, let me tell you one thing over here, sir.
Yeah.
Under Section 27A of the Immigration Act 1964, if somebody is trying to hide their identity from the government here...
One second. Come again with the section?
If you undergo the Section 24 of the Immigration Act 1964, if somebody is trying to hide
Sorry. 19? I couldn't catch
1964.
It. 1964. Section 24, 1964 Immigration Act, okay?
If you are trying to hide your identity from the government here, it's often treated as up criminal offense charges.
Okay.
So I want to ask you a very simple question in very layman language.
Yeah.
Was it done intentionally from your end that you were trying to hide your identity from the government here? Or were you being influenced by the illegal third party terrorist groups who tried to blackmail you or try to take advantage of you? Or it was just a case of human mistake, a human error?
I don't remember the keeping the keeping that particular what is that, whatever, the blank.
Sir, do you have you received any call from the illegal part on the Home Office like this before in your whole career, say in UK?
No, nobody called me. I don't keep this number on.
And if you're trying to call you, that means that something is really legally urgent, correct? Okay, what about this? All right. Your date of birth is 12th of January 1997, correct?
Yeah, I already said you.
I already verified it with 2 or 3 times, right?
Yeah.
It belongs to you only.
Yeah.
So Mr. Raj, first,
yeah.
Please tell me that, how is it possible that your date of birth mentioned on the forms which you filled up for the immigration status and trying to hide your identity from the government here, it's showing as 1st of December 1997. Could you explain me that?
Sorry, 1 second. Give me 1 second. First of December, I think I have one more data where I have 1st of December.
I'm sorry?
I do have my other card, which is an Indian card, which says 1st of December. Maybe that was filled.
So that means that you have different fake IDs in the union right now, that you are trying to have the identification personality disorder, or have a 2 different identities in the union by the Indian government as well, by the UK government as well, you are trying to claim that?
Sorry? Your English is too fast, I can't understand.
Mr. Raj, you just told me that you have one more ID under your name which shows the date of birth of 1st of December. Is that a legal ID?
Yeah.
How is it possible, sir, that why you have 2 different IDs on 2 different date of birth? Are you trying to do something illegal over here by using your name and using different IDs?
No, illegal.
That too you are committing on the recording line right now, sir.
Yeah, I know, commenting. Do you know where do I work?
No.
Do you know what did I work?
No.
Okay, it's better that you know before you call.
Tell me.
Okay?
Tell me.
So, you don't play this bullshit game with me, mate. I worked with the police. I worked as sub-inspector in India. Okay, you get all this data from Facebook and don't roam around for bullshitting for people, okay?
So you put all the things on the Facebook right now?
Yeah, yeah, whatever you said.
You are a police inspector,
hello.
And still you don't have a stupid idea over here.
Excuse me.
You don't have to put your personal information on the
excuse
Facebook right
me,
now.
Excuse me, mate. Please, find other job.
Right.
Find other job for your food. Don't scam people.
Fuck yourself, bud.
Yeah, show it in your own ass and